Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for this chaos. Ari Smith is with us. He's learned how to have some fun with us. He's the CEO, I'm sorry, the CTO, Chief Technical Officer at FinCross International, and also visiting professor of artificial intelligence at Yonsei University in Seoul. Ari, thanks again for being here. Tell us about FinCross.
My pleasure. Well, FinCross as a digital investment bank is focused on providing core banking, distributed banking services, and of course, private banking services for corporate institutional clients.
All right. So, and they can give us the website, please.
Oh, it's www.fincross.com.
So, even though my audience might not necessarily bump into you guys on any given day, they probably will do business with a bank who is buying your services.
Yeah, or leveraging our services, absolutely.
Right,
we have a very heavy artificial intelligence focus, so they're going to be leveraging our services one way or the other.
So we have a very much high interest in your success because we want our banks to be able to provide us with better services. I want to change a little bit of the direction of our conversation about artificial intelligence and digital leverage. I like using the term digital leverage because everybody understands leverage. We know that a hammer is a lever, a saw is a lever, a jack is a lever. Those are analog things. A car is a lever, right? Those are things that we used for 10,000 years in what I call the analog age. And now we have all this digital leverage, and we've never had a time before, Ari, where we had such an explosion of leverage capability as we do now. And for 10,000 years, our analog ethics went along at the same pace as our analog leverage. But now we've got all this new leverage, this new digital leverage. And how are you as one of the main purveyors of artificial intelligence in the world, you and your company, what are you doing to make sure that while we have better digital leverage, we also find a way to put trust on a 90 gigahertz nitrogen-cooled 32-core processor? How do we do that?
Well stated. I actually think it comes back to the point about ethics. So we have to think of artificial intelligence that we design from a very humanistic point of view. Like, if you think of, like, the emergent characteristics, that reflect life. You think of things like choice and mattering and morals and purpose and responsibility.
Right.
And we have to actually design that into our AI. When we think of what morals are from a human point of view, we just think, okay, a data scientist like myself will say those are just the rules that humans develop as a result of different, like, cultural
right.
values and norms. But we have to translate that into something that computational systems can not only utilize, but that they can leverage in a way that is synergistic with what we consider to be morals. And the same is true for purpose, ethics, et cetera.
I love that you're saying this. I love the words you're using. I love the way you're saying it. And I pray that this is what we have going forward. But, Ari, do you agree with me that up till now, up till very recently, within the last year or so, that has not been part of the devotion to developers of technology?
I would say it still isn't. It's only happening in very discrete pockets and at certain conferences. It needs to be much more public.
Thank you.
Our responsibility as scientists, it should be to inform the public about the implications of these technologies ethically so that there can be large-scale discussions rather than the closeted
right.
conversations that are happening in labs.
Well, I think and what happens is we've got a company like Facebook created by virtual juveniles. What do they know about developing ethics into the power they can develop? I mean, look at Facebook's a perfect example. But the one thing that I'd like to set you up with for your last thoughts as we go to a break, as we wrap up our visit, I should say, humans require trust. Trust is not something that's fungible. Humans require trust. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Not only do humans require trust, but humans require trust in the systems that we leverage, which is why, especially at FinCross, but just in general, in terms of all the work that we're doing, it's critical that we build trustable right. systems which can be transparently determined to be reliable and verifiably accurate. And that is literally exactly what we're trying to do.
I'm so glad to hear you say that. I'm going to hold you to that because I keep up with you. Thank you for being
here. Yes, sir.
FinCross International, is that right?
FinCross International, yes.
All right. Thank you. Ari Smith, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. We're so glad we found him. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.